horror than horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
We are here. It is Saturday, and once again, Tim is shitting himself fucking stupid.
Fish tacos.
Good Lord. No more Mexican food fish before tacos. We do the show.
I think it was the fish tacos or the peach margaritas I had.
Or could have been the fucking powdered pina colada.
Powdered ass.
Fuck's sake.
It could have been the custom burrito that I had with three different cheese selections sprinkled on top.
Or the fucking half gallon of orange juice and the fucking combination of the fucking ice cream drumstick you sucked down.
Well, I figured the orange juice would settle everything.
let's put some milk products on top this of is Mexican new, food.
This is the new midget-friendly me.
It is.
Trying to get along with the world, drinking orange juice and smoking dope.
Well, they wouldn't be very friendly with you right now, cracking ass off like that and then being butthole fucking.
No, it sounds like that's
level.
A cop-out to me.
I'm just trying to get along with everybody.
With who?
Midgets.
Midgets? Since when?
I went down to the little midget village and
took a little trip down to the midget. The hell kind of shit we got going on?
We got some techno happening up here.
Techno difficulties? Please hold on.
Guadalupe helped me see the light.
Who's Guadalupe?
This is fucking me up with all this fucking reverb.
That's
shit.
That's awesome.
I feel like I'm in the Matrix. I'm ready to start dodging bullets.
Fucking screaming in the bat cave and hearing my echo.
Oh, wait. Here we go. That's better. Ricola.
Sorry, man. I was trying to pull over something here because I know that we gotta bring in the song. This is what Tim told me was his new theme song. I don't understand why he's telling people that he's friendly. I don't get it.
Short people got no reason. Short people got.
Here you go.
Short people got no reason. Short.
Fuck.
Little people are people too.
Does he say anything about buying a sausages? Sausage fingers?
Sausage fingers. Shit, that bitch is dying. She's probably a 900 operator somewhere.
What's a 900 operator?
One of them.
She did 3 o'clock in the morning.
She did have a pleasant voice for a little sausage finger wear.
Want to meet me and my friends? Then call us now.
Three of us equal one real person.
Three for the price of one.
Man. It's frightening, ladies and gentlemen.
Wasn't there any... There was no midgets Insidious, was there?
Insidious? Just a kid.
Just a little squirt.
Wiki, wiki, wiki. Lord.
Or don't you mean the...
The poltergeist, yeah, in the TV.
Ari Poltergeist.
I'd like to see the commentary on that to find out why the fuck he chose Tiny Tim for the one guy's intro music.
Poltergeist. Insidious. The poltergeist version.
And the one broad, all I ever see when I see her is the landlord from Kingpin. Oh, it wasn't that bad.
There were some good scenes in it.
Yeah, the creepy little British kid, man. He was nutty. And then fucking he walked in the room. Darth Maul with My Little Pony legs.
I still liked it. I thought it was a good movie.
How many hours of research did they have to do and brainstorming to come up with that costume?
I don't know. It was odd.
To a fucking T, you're going to paint the guy's face red and black, just like Darth Maul.
That was bizarre.
He was a demon. Maybe he liked Darth Maul.
He was a fan.
Yeah, he was a fanboy demon.
Maybe, a Jedi.
Maybe he was getting ready to go to Comic-Con.
He was a much better demon than fucking Anthony Hopkins in The Riot. I know that.
Well, who is it? That movie, man, why?
It was good when he smacked that little kid and it fucking dropped her in a heartbeat. That was kind of insane. I'm like, damn there, Anthony. Ain't you a knight?
Slow down.
Slow your roll.
I was like, keep it, man.
Can you overact in every single scene in this movie, Anthony?
Give him a chance. He'll take it.
He'll take it.
I watched a pretty good movie last night on Netflix.
Dead Time Stories?
No. Zombie-thon. Have you seen that?
Oh, that's funny.
I keep seeing the cover for it and laughing, going, man.
Dude, it's basically all of the tit scenes and gore scenes out of Zombie Lake.
Zombie Lake was about 3 minutes on there.
There was
nothing in that movie at all.
What is it?
The Invisible Dead's on there.
Virgin of the Living Dead, the Erotic Nights of the Living Dead, the Tomb of the Blind. It's just tits. Dude, the whole thing of Zombie Lake was just pretty much every schoolgirl on the bus getting naked and swimming in this skank-looking,
sweet,
fucking lily pad-infested, getting attacked by guys with no zombie makeup on and bad... Did you see the guy with the German helmet over his eyes and he's trying to swim through the water and the fucking helmet's clear over his eye? I'm like,
he's like, we're smacking into stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that was that first story on Romero, that fucking Romero's Dead Time Stories, man, with the, what in the fuck was up with that 25-cent makeup they had on the cannibal dude or whatever he was supposed to be? It was horrible, man. It's
his first look, man. They don't spend a whole lot on there.
Like, did anybody look in the mirror before you turned him loose on set?
I think that's gonna be who's gonna release Romero's next movie, his first look. Maybe that's why he did Dead Time Stories.
Well, they do have the ability. I mean, because they don't really put money into it, they just buy it after the fact. So they do have the ability to put some backing on it to get it in stores. The problem, it's in every store in the city. The problem is it sucks.
Yeah, that thing's in fucking, it was one of the few horror movies left in Best Buy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's in Walmart. It's in Target. I mean,
Paranormal 1 and 2 and Dead Time Stories. That was about the extent of what Best Buy had.
Well, they do have Stakeland. I have to tell everybody to buy Stakeland. It's a good one.
We'll good check movie. It out.
Yeah, you guys.
How was Yellow Brick Road? We never asked you how it was.
That was bizarre, man. I enjoyed it. It's just really strange.
I seen the trailer for it, and it looked kind of odd.
It comes out this Tuesday.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw it in theaters. There's one in theaters now, Sion Sono's new one. It's going to be out at the AMC in Independence.
Oh, really?
It's going to be sometime like Wednesday and Friday, I think. They do midnights on it. But it's going to be pretty good, I think, because that crazy bastard makes some strange Suicide Club and Strange Circus and all those weird movies.
What is the name of the new one?
I don't know the name of it. I got to look it up. Huh. But Sion Sono's the director, and he's nuts.
I like fucking Suicide Club.
Oh, yeah, good movie. Did you ever see Strange Circus? It's nuts, too.
No, I don't think I've ever seen it.
You got to check that.
Troll Hunter's coming into Screenland here pretty quick.
I think it's coming.
Might go see that again.
October or August.
Oh, is it that far out?
No, I think I want to say September. I want to know it's about a month away. I know, I have to get on the website and look.
You got to wonder about their schedule, man, because all them sci-fi movies they had scheduled for the summer. I don't think they show but one or two of them.
Well, the thing I don't understand, it's like, why would you bash on Carrie? Why wouldn't you not just show that at the
theater? And Flash Gordon.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Flash Gordon's awesome.
Who's going to fucking bash Flash Gordon? Somebody get set on fire. Somebody get smacked with a mingling.
I will taser your fucking eyeball.
That movie's like, you know what? Alex Ross, I don't know how much you guys are into comic art, but Alex Ross is one of my favorite artists, and it's his favorite movie of all time is Flash Gordon.
Dude, I couldn't even tell you how many times I've seen that movie.
Well, it's just fun. You just go and you just leave your brain at the door.
And they're going to remake it.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leave it alone.
If Marky Mark's going to be
Flash Gordon. Oh, hell no.
I'm a superstar.
Yeah, Marky Mark can eat a bottle of poop.
I'm a big shining star.
It's going to be kind of a slow next 2 weeks for movie releases.
There you go.
Some highlights from last week again is American Grindhouse, that documentary.
That's next up on the list.
And then, of course, you got the Nightmares, Red, White, and Blue, the history of the American horror film.
That's out now.
Yeah. Well, so is American Grindhouse.
Oh, yeah, they only had the 2-pack at Hastings. I already have one of them. I didn't want to pay $25 and get that again. Yeah. I wish they had the singles.
Are they the same on both discs, or they just put them in a 2-pack?
They put them in a 2-pack.
Oh. And then, of course, Nightmare finally came out from Code Red.
Finally. Did you get it?
Not yet. I was going to get it. I was going to get
gone.
I was going to get it Monday.
Been bought up.
I was going to get it Tuesday. I didn't make it up there. And then I was going to get it Thursday when I was went up for
they
a
had
doctor's
three
appointment.
Of them up there.
I'm sure there's one up there.
And then they did have it at Vintage Stock, because I made him order it.
I didn't see which one, Vintage Stock.
Right over here.
They didn't have it.
Must have sold it. What a drag. But you know what? At Vintage Stock, they were $30.
Really? Fuck that.
Yeah, $20 up there at Hastings. Yeah,
I'll get it tomorrow morning.
Did you see that 13 Assassins they got for $20, but it doesn't have shit for extras.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of extras, whoever released Dylan Dog on DVD and Blu-ray... And you want to charge me $20 or $25 for the Blu-ray and not give me a single fucking extra?
Thanks.
Fuck you. That son of a bitch is going to sit until I find it in a bargain bin for a dollar.
Well, yeah, and it's kind of making me mad, too, because that movie, I know for a fact, was cut for U.S. release. That movie, the European cut is different than ours.
Well, and
why not give us both?
And here we go. Just to let you guys know, the people that released Dylan Dog, I'm going to take that $25 that I was going to use to buy the Blu-ray, and I'm going to put another $10 with it, and I'm going to go on Diabolik DVD, and I'm going to order me a fucking DVD from Arrow Films, where I get...
And get a full disc full of extras.
Get 4 fucking alternative covers, a 2-sided poster, an extra disc complete full of 6-hour extras.
How long does it take you usually to get that? A few days? They're out of California, is that what you said?
Philadelphia, I think.
Oh, well, hell, they're probably only a couple days out.
I think
out.
I would order mine. I think I ordered them like on a Saturday.
I should break down and get the stuff.
And then it would take about a week. I would get it the last part of maybe a Thursday, you know. It's never been more than 5 days. And that's ordering it on a Saturday. Because I would usually make my rounds and just pick up the odds and ends stuff. And then if I didn't find nothing, I'd just break down and say, fuck it, and just order a DVD from them.
But here lately, it's getting more and more of that. You know, you just feel like you can't get anything you want.
Well, even Diabolik, though, lately. I mean, man, if you don't jump on... I mean, you got to check the new release section first for anything. And if it's on there, you better get it, because it don't last there long. I mean, I think when I ordered my... Bay of Blood, I think they had like 12 copies. And when I went back just to scour the website to see if they had anything, I think they were down to like 3 or 4 copies.
Yeah, it goes quick.
Yeah, so. But again.
Bastards!
Like I said, I'm going to post. I'm going to go in and do a complete review on all the Arrow film stuff, you know, movie quality-wise. The only one that was kind of shoddy film-wise was the Funhouse. It was kind of grainy.
Yeah, but again, I told you, I really think that's because of the source material.
Right.
And when you get into Blu-ray and that high definition, man, you're going to see a lot of that old, because they shot it with scraps of film back then. They couldn't afford film, so they were using half rolls and stuff, and it was really.
I even watched it on the TV rather than my DVD.
Player. Probably looked a little better, but.
But it was still grainy.
Still nasty.
But goddamn, I haven't ran anything. I haven't come across anything as more perfect as that fucking City of the Living Dead. I mean, you want to talk about vibrantly, amazingly
clear.
Jesus. Beautiful.
Being beautiful.
Unsta beautiful.
That son of a bitch is worth checking out. So, like I said, I was watching Zombie-thon on Netflix, and I ran across some notable entries on the Netflix Instant Watch, which I thought some people might like to check out.
Dead Time Stories?
No. That wasn't one that I instantly watched. Rabid Grannies.
Oh, yeah. Rabid Grannies on there. Yeah.
It's on Instant Watch.
You know what, though? I really wish I could get with... I'm supposed to work on that with Lloyd, and I think you guys will really like what we do with it because he's going to allow me to put all the gore back into the movie that was cut.
Right.
Because they put it on after the movie, and that was kind of like, eh, that's no good.
Popcorn is back on Instant Watch.
Hell yes.
They took it off for a while. I think people called them up and said, hey, we want popcorn back on there.
We can't find it anywhere. Dickheads.
Hook us up.
The Prowler is on Instant Watch.
Oh, yeah,
the
Prowler's on. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Subspecies series is on Instant Watch. If anybody wants a really, really cool throwback kind of vampire movie, Subspecies is.
I've seen Phantasm 2 is on there, too.
Is it on there?
Mm-hmm. I just watched, or I seen it yesterday. I should have watched it instead of that piece of shit.
Are all four of them on there, I wonder?
That was the only one I noticed, but it was on the new release section, so
well, I don't
other
know.
Ones might be.
I'm not for sure on the Subspecies, because I know Subspecies is getting ready to be released on Blu-ray, and it's supposed to be the 16:9 transfer, but the only problem is the only way you can buy it is off of the Full Moon website. So
what about Evil Tunes? Is it on there?
Oh, shit.
I think it is.
Why do you want to do that to yourself, Tim? I mean, you know.
Oh, another good one. I know this is a favorite of yours. Raw Meat.
Oh, yeah.
That's a goodie.
That son of a bitch just seeps pus. They should have made like a pus bag edition of that son of a bitch.
All right, TC. This one's for you. This is your homework assignment for the week. Go to Netflix Instant
TC's
Watch.
Not even going to talk to you anymore after that last nightmare you made him watch.
If you want a movie to watch, and I picked this
one. Yeah, let's give him something enjoyable.
This is enjoyable. I picked it out. I thought of him when I seen it.
Oh, geez.
It's on Netflix Instant Watch.
Oh, geez.
We're rolling our eyes.
He hasn't seen Header yet, has he?
Yeah. He reviewed Header. We did it last week, remember, with Hanger?
Yeah. Header and Hanger.
All right, TC. So your homework for the week is we want three questions pertaining to the movie Dumplings.
That's a good movie.
You got to watch Dumplings, TC. That's your homework for the week. And we know you can watch it because it's on Instant Watch. I seen it.
Do you think
last
rotten
night.
Duck eggs will ever make their staple in the American culture?
Bloke. Dude, have you ever watched Bizarre Foods?
Fuck yeah, man.
Did you see where he went?
Yeah.
And was buying the fucking duck eggs.
And they banned them from the inside the buildings because they stunk so bad.
You had to go
to special alleyways.
No, you could take it outside around to the side of the building, and you could, or they were cracking them on the side of the building. Yeah. And it had that big green slime that it collected on the wall from where all the juice and shit was.
Well, sliding. The ones that were really dedicated and loved them would save the afterbirth juice that was in the shell and sip it at the end for a.
And he tried it.
Shot of good luck.
And he tried it and damn near puked all over the floor. It was all purple and hard. And
yeah, it's a beautiful show.
He cracked that one open and its fucking feathers were starting to develop. And he's like, I can't do this.
Well, a guy I work with, he was telling me his daughter's over in Africa. And yesterday that she's like, yeah, I've been here for almost a week. And I've been trying new foods. She's like... Today we had fried mice.
Bastards.
full fur, bones, the whole bit. They just roll them and dip them,
see,
baby.
What the hell's wrong with people,
roll
dude?
Roll them and dip them.
Well, I'm going to slap a bitch.
That's that one episode where he was down there in fucking South America and he goes into that fucking hut with that family. There's like a family of 16 living in a fucking one-room hut. And they're like, oh, we got a special guest for dinner tonight. So they
break out the woodworms.
They go into the fucking kitchen that's blocked off at the baseboard. And the like 6-year-old daughter's chasing fucking guinea pigs around the fucking floor.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's where they keep them, you know. And there's like 30 fucking guinea pigs running around. And she just crawls up behind the stove and grabs a couple and throws them on the fire. And
I remember Bourdain did one where he was down in South America somewhere, and he was all anxious to have iguana tacos. And they just went up, and one of them, some bitch, was just hissing, and they cracked it upside the head with a rock and stuck it on a stick. The whole thing, scales, bones, whole bit, rammed a wood spike through the fucking thing, stuck it on the fire.
That shit is just wrong on so many levels, though, man.
Cooked it and just took a fucking machete and whacked it. Sections, bones, guts, the whole bit, and stuck it in a tortilla, and that was their... iguana tacos, man. Oh, lordy.
Well, what about the one in Africa where they fucking went to the meat shop?
The camel?
With the camel head on
no,
the corner.
No refrigeration, yeah. Flies everywhere.
So the guy's like, yeah, I want this piece of meat. So yeah. They got to knock off the 60,000 flies that had landed.
And then everybody that's gathered in the butcher shop gets to
help you eat it.
Help you celebrate your purchase and eat half your meat.
We all get botulism. Yeah. Yay! It's everybody wins. Yay!
Someone needs to get slapped in the goddamn face. I'll do it, man.
When you live in the desert, you can't be a vegan.
Dickheads.
Not a whole lot of plants you can munch on.
Not a whole lot of cauliflowers growing in Ethiopia.
Maybe they should quit having goddamn kids. Send them a goddamn box of rubbers and shut them up.
Well, it's not that the kid portion problem's bad. It just ain't got no food.
Here's a suitcase. Move to where the water is.
That's right.
Oh, I do have some good movie news.
What? What's a good one?
Synopsis.
God, it's got to be better than that horrible thing.
Synopsis. Synapse. They're going to be releasing Countess Dracula. Hands of the Ripper.
That's on instant watch, isn't it?
Countess Dracula is.
Yeah.
Hands of the Ripper is too.
They're throwing some oldies on there.
But it's going to be a Blu-ray DVD, kind of like what Vampire Circus was. Oh, and they're also going to be doing Twins of Evil.
They need it. Do they have a good, big, giant castle box set?
William Castle?
Yeah.
I think William Castle's got a box set. It's got...
Does it have Homicidal on it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, but I remember he does have a box set out because he does... There's a version of Old Dark House on it.
Oh, is that the one talking
about? Yeah, okay. The one that I was all jacked up about seeing. Mm-hmm. I got it from Netflix, and it was a comedy. Yeah. I about damn near fucking put my fist
I wonder
the
what he was
TV
thinking,
because
he usually's spot on with his
that,
genius.
That Old Dark House, it's just a fucking... You want to
well,
talk
you ever, you're never going to touch the original, so no, why would you even fucking bother with it?
But I think it's got Straitjacket in it. I know it's got Homicidal.
Is it still available?
I'm sure you could pick it up on Netflix. Or not Netflix, pick it up on Amazon.
Deep discount?
No one wants a damn thing.
Bullshit.
But it's got your typical like 13 Ghost, Tingler, and all that stuff in it too. So.
Interesting. Bill Caffell.
What else? There's supposed to be a William Castle documentary coming out. Looks pretty good.
Called The Majestic?
No, it's not called The Majestic. With John fucking Goodman. This is
Matt.
This is an official licensed documentary.
Is it going to be good?
I hope. Most documentaries usually are. Oh, should we announce also what we got planned coming up?
I think we should.
We were discussing that tonight. We've flown
Lupe in.
Yes.
Little mini Juggalo and have old boy from Iowa down for biscuits and tea.
Actually, we're going to stage a fight out in the parking lot with Tim and the guy from Lost in Static. And the winner gets the alien predator... box set.
That motherfucker's going down, I'll tell you that right now. I will dot your I, Femi.
Before I figure.
Anyway, me and Tim a while ago had a suggestion by a listener that they wanted us to see about doing a live movie commentary on the show. So me and Tim had been batting it back and forth for a while, and
I think we should do the first Twilight movie.
And
we shit ourselves every time there's a bare-chested fucking little sweaty bastard running across the screen. I'd lose like 85 pounds during that son of a bitch. Be pure magic.
So anyway, we decided to go ahead and to do a commentary since we both pretty much cackle and call, or if we find a good movie, we're usually calling each other back and forth talking about it.
You know
anyway.
What we should start it with, really?
What?
Warhols.
We can't. We can't do a film that we've already seen. That's the whole part of doing the commentary. We need to watch a movie that we haven't
what
seen.
What haven't we fucking seen?
There's plenty of stuff we haven't
what?
Seen. What? All kinds of crazy shit.
Sybil.
Man, Tim's coming in on that hardcore there. Jeez, he's ready.
Anyway, some people are sending some suggestions. Conan the Barbarian. I know TC's sending a bunch of suggestions. So anyway, we're going to take all the suggestions. We're going to come up with some suggestions of our own. And next week, we're going to put them all in a hat and draw the movie on the radio. And then after that, we're going to set up a time to bring in the TV set and bring in a DVD player. And we're going to do a commentary.
I think we should find an old RCA VCR with the top loader on it and watch it through that.
Fuck, you'd have to rent a tow truck to bring it in. Fucking old top loaders are heavy. About 600 pounds apiece. You know those bastards were $1,200 when they first came
out.
Yeah,
they still work. They were worth $1,200. My folks still watch all their porn on them. They watch all their porn. Put that on the top water, baby.
It's all greasy when you touch it. Looks like the fucking fry table on no greasy spoon. There's all that grease.
Looks like
the
table down there at 7-Eleven where all the hot dogs are, man. Like somebody's just had a happy me. Yay for me. Yay for hot dogs.
Your VCR looks like it's got a beard, Dad. Where are all these little black curly hairs on it?
Dick in the box.
So anyway, we'll be picking the movie next
week.
Man,
yeah, that's a tough one.
We're going to have Jeff. We're going to try to get Jeff Sisson back in to join us on the commentary. He was a lead singer of Troglodyte. Might try to get Tim's friend, Riot Librarian Rick, in.
You can use those big words like Esquidiador.
Mophalophodephilus. Boctorium.
Rizzuto.
Traginus.
That's a new sci-fi movie coming out.
Traginus. Just a big...
Doesn't sci-fi have another movie coming out with Tiffany and...
I don't think so.
Little Debbie together fighting something.
It's awesome.
Fighting moths and mosquitoes.
A big 50-foot prehistoric vagina. Tyrannosaurus vagina.
Big maxi pad.
That's a... All right, you want to talk about movies that we've seen that we need to review or do a commentary on? Reptilicus. You want to talk about a turd of a movie. That movie's actually a guilty pleasure. It's so bad, it's good. The special effects are horrible. I'm so waiting for you to shit your pants. I'm going to laugh. You got to hover on one cheek for the
rest
of the
show. It's weird. Them fish talk, I was like... It's like somebody's blowing hot air into my colon.
Well, for one, it was a fish fucking taco. It had some type of a...
red cabbage.
Fucking red cabbage on it with some fucking tan pink sauce that you drizzled everywhere. Not to mention the 1 pound
fucking...
Hell,
I sprinkled some of that on the top of my peach margarita.
Fuck. What was in the burrito
shit
you
was
ate?
The divine, man. It had chicken, pork, and beef. It was a trifecta.
And then it had the fucking queso cheese all over that.
If you're going to go, baby, you got to go big.
Fuck's sake. I feel sorry for your poor wife tonight.
God.
Dutch oven.
My ass needs a border fence. Fuck the budget out there in California. Put the picket up.
Alrighty, well, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a minute to discuss more buffoonery.
Personnel,
you got it.
You got it.
You found the most listened to radio station.
Jackalope Radio.
I got a feeling that the time is white for feeling tonight.
I take my penis. I pulled it out and it was oh so tight against my tiny briefs.
Are you gonna say penis?
In my butthole.
I dipped it
I stuck my finger.
I put it in the pudding. And swirled it around my tapioca.
I like it. I like a pudding.
I like a pudding pop.
Or the pudding pop.
I like his peanut.
Peanut is everywhere. It's raining peanuts.
Like a goddamn crazy tranquilizer dart. What are we doing? Are we back?
Yeah, you've been back.
Son of a hell, bitch.
Welcome to
the show.
Old Iowan talking about wieners again.
That's right. I had welcome to play back. Your song.
It was a penis. A dangly penis.
Bad biology. Oh, Frank.
That was a great movie.
The fucking fetus laying in the bottom of the bathtub. Fucking flopping around.
You're going to make Tim lose it. He's going to have lungs lost.
I shit myself.
Oh.
Oh, Frank.
Oh, Frank Hennenlotter. Good films.
Good times, good times.
Basket Case, Frankenhooker.
Mm-hmm. The man is a genius.
He is a damn genius.
Dude, you want to talk about, you want to see something with Frank in it? You need to watch Sex, Sex, Mau Mau, which is the fucking documentary of Dave Freeman and Sonny.
Yep. He's up in that.
Dude, he does like 3/4 of the documentary, talking about all their films and everything. Awesome documentary. I think it's out of, I don't know if it's out of print, but I know I found mine on Amazon.
YouTube, watch cheap. It.
You know, I seen it, the first time I was aware of it, I'd seen it on one of those websites where you could like watch free movies, but it was like a public domain site that had it on there, and they would show it like every, like in 2-hour blocks, so you'd watch like it, and then there'd be like another, like, public domain documentary that was about something completely different, and then they'd show theirs again. I watched it like 2 or 3 times, and it was just awesome. Talks to Horatio Gordon Lewis about doing the Blood Feast and She Freak, but Dave Sonny.
Dave Sonny.
That's the other guy's name, Dave Freeman and Dave Sonny. But awesome if you can find it. It's called Sex, Sex, Mau Mau. Talks about the whole circuit, drive-in circuit, where the guys would drive from town to town. And
well, what is it he does now? Because he's always posting about doing, you know, double bills and shit all over the place. I don't know if he's a wherever. He's on the East Coast guy, isn't he?
Who, Hennenlotter?
Yeah.
Not for sure. Todd would know, probably.
I know on Facebook, he's always posting doing, you know, real obscure movies, yeah, showing it somewhere down there.
I think he might be doing some shows or something. But yeah, he was.
He's definitely a fan.
He's actually pretty approachable too on Facebook. I know you can friend request him. He's pretty, and he's on there quite a bit, you know.
Yeah, he's always posting updates, and
check him out this October at the Cinema Wasteland. He will be there.
I wonder if
and actually, the guy from Basket Case is going to be there.
They're doing a full blown
Basket Case
reunion. I don't know if it's a full blown. I think it's called Hennenlotter Fest. So I imagine some people from his films will be
bring
there.
Bring the gal from Frankenhooker there.
Just about Frank. Please put me in another movie.
My transformation is nearly complete.
I've shown my tits enough, Frank. Put me in another movie.
Make me feel good.
Oh, fuck. What else is going on? What else did you watch it?
Of the three, Insidious and that hunk of shit Right with Anthony Hopkins was horrible. And and Black Swan, man. Black Swan to me out of the three was the best. Insidious had its, I mean, my kids loved it a lot.
There was some cool stuff in Insidious. I picked it up, but
it was creepy, had its moments.
I'm just finally glad I got to see what it was like on the inside of the TV set.
After all those years.
When Carol Ann got sucked
they'll probably it. Show it in the remake. The Poltergeist room, it'll all be 3D out of the TV.
Yeah, you'll get sucked in with her. So, that'll ruin that one.
But no, I thought Black Swan was great, man. Real slow pace, but I just totally dig that whole.
The dungeon has opened.
Hey, hey, hey! Oh, in walks World of Warcraft, 14th level
dungeon master.
Panicking.
It rises from the darkness.
I tell you a movie I watched, or I attempted to watch earlier in the week.
Monster Camp.
Which I was surprisingly joyful, but then I was also surprisingly disappointed at the same time. I watched Long Weekend. Have you seen that?
No, that's one I've been wanting to see after I watched it on the trailer.
So
I'm all about them nature flicks coming back for revenge.
Yeah, it's a nature revenge film. The birds peck
their eyes out at the
end. It's just real. It's a nature revenge film, but it doesn't have a lot of nature revenge in it.
Dang! What's this going on here?
No, I brought it so my kids.
Yeah, whatever. There's no PlayStation here. You cannot play Dungeon Siege here.
I just want to rub it.
Maybe that's.
God, she carries the damn thing around with her for.
But that's the analog one, Todd, that vibrates.
For
those long stoplights.
She's got a long drive from Ottawa.
Shoot me again. Mommy like.
Your hit points are dangerously low.
Mommy like. Mommy happy.
Is someone calling?
You guys should be ashamed of yourself.
Never.
No.
Who are you talking to?
I know. I'm kind of thinking, really?
But anyway,
we told the Mexican midget juggalo to go fuck herself.
I'll let you borrow that Long Weekend. I don't know. You can watch it.
Is it better than Food of the Gods?
No. Okay. Fuck no. I'll let you borrow that Escape 2002. That, I think, you'll really get a kick out of.
Yeah, I need to watch that.
It's pretty good. If you want to be overdosed on Aussie flicks,
bring it.
I'll let you check those out. I don't know. I was kind of expecting a little more from Long Weekend than what I got. I
mean, have you seen Mad Dog Morgan?
Great flick.
I got it.
Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm. It's fucking awesome. Dennis Hopper all fucking jacked up and fucking drunk through the entire thing.
Tonight's gonna be a good night.
I'll bring it. I'll overdose you. You want the not quite Hollywood?
Have you got the documentary too?
Shit, yeah.
Where'd you pick it up at?
Amazon? I think I ordered it from Hastings like 2 years ago. I got it for a Christmas gift. You get to see John Holmes' penis in it.
Oh, dear God.
It takes up a whole bottom of the screen.
Not the whole chapter.
That scene popped up, knocked my goddamn TV off the
stand.
What
did he do that was Australian?
They were going through a time. You ever seen Road Games with Stacey Keach and
Jamie
Lee Curtis?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a time when the Australians were trying to get their films international, and they thought by casting
John
well-known American actors and actresses, then it would help the movies to be shown in the United States and would help, you know. Well, just one of the guys called up an American talent agent and said, hey, we want somebody to be in our movie.
The man with the largest penis.
Well, they didn't know who John Holmes was at the time. So basically they said, just give us, you know, the biggest star that you had.
I'm a big shiny star.
And the next thing you know, fucking John Holmes pops up in this movie, you know. And it's pretty comical. I mean, it's just, you know, the fucking little clip, he's in a pool and he just springs up and goes, hi, I'm John Holmes. And you go, up a dying, you know, you're like, dear Lord.
I don't wear underpants because it makes me
put
light.
Put that son of a bitch in a wheelchair and put it on the telethon. Say it's a Jerry's kid.
It makes me lightheaded wearing Speedos.
It's like a goddamn baby's arm holding an apple.
What's happening down there, Johnny? Looks like a triceratops.
Don't cover that son of a bitch up. The beavers are going to try to chew it down. Slip-a-doo, Slim Jim. But it's pretty good. It goes and talks about making him like Mad Dog Morgan and Well, the thing I don't
know. Oh, I watched it on something somewhere. I love it.
It was on. It's on Netflix. Instant
it's got
watch.
The classic Patrick.
Where they're, oh.
My favorite movie of all time.
I got that, dude. Have you seen that? Strange Behavior is on there, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, they kind of go
I remember watching
this.
Patrick on Up All Night or something, man. I'm like, this dude's just lame.
Well, I wanted to get the Patrick, the second one, bed. Uncut. I couldn't find it uncut anywhere.
You can get
is that when
the original, you can get it through.
Is that when they move him from a bed to a chair?
No, you can get a special edition uncut version of Patrick from Synopsis. I think they still have
Walk.
It.
Do they still have it? I don't
think
know.
So.
Was
they
it
got
Patrick
that.
Reborn or whatever.
They have Patrick. They got Thirst. Have you seen Thirst?
Yeah.
Strange.
The crazy chick who's the vampire, and they got the fucking people down in the basement. They're cultivating them like cows, or they're just like milking them, and they just kind of lead them out and bring them back in every other day to milk them for blood. What else they got? They got Thirst, Strange Behavior, Patrick. I think they got Dark Forces.
Razorback.
Razorback, you got to get through that MGM archive collection. But you can actually get it off Amazon. Fairly cheap. I think you can get it cheaper off Amazon than what you can get it through.
Fucking great big movie. Great big movie.
But that other one I bought, Nightmares, it's on there. Pretty much all that stuff that was on that DVD, you can buy now. I bought Road Games. I know it came out. I know Anchor Bay released it, but they released it in that.
Who put out Turkey Hunt?
Anchor Bay. But they released it as Escape 2000, which is, you know. But it's got Steve
I like
Rell's
Turkey
back.
Hunt better.
But it's got a pretty cool scene at the end, kind of the.
It's nice.
The big money shot at the end.
With John Holmes.
No. Stephen Rell's back, baby.
Johnny, what are you doing to that kangaroo?
I'm showing him my Joey. Trying to put this sumbitch in the pouch.
I'm filling it the pouch. Full of meaty goodness.
Meaty John Holmes goodness.
That's right.
I'm a star.
Big star. Dude, I don't know if I ever told you or not, but I'm going to get off the subject here.
Oh, jeez. We're strange.
I had, when I was younger, had gotten a hold of, I don't know if I told this story or not, but I'm going to tell it again if I have. I'm sorry for those who've already heard it. When I was younger, I got a hold of a copy of a movie called Up and Coming. It was a porno movie.
Mm.
And it had, what's her name? Marilyn Chambers and John Holmes in it. She was a country singer and he was a radio DJ. Well, she was trying to get her record played on the radio. Well, you know, you can pretty much follow with what happened. She didn't.
She gets signed, right? And goes on tour.
Oh, yeah. She
becomes
gets signed,
a big star.
Right. So she walks into the radio station. John Holmes is the DJ and she's like, well, I want
is you. John Holmes wearing rhinestones?
No, he's just wearing a big brown cowboy hat.
No morning, girl.
So she's like, I want you to play
you
want to
ride my Shetland pony?
She's like, I want you to play my song on the radio. And he's like, well, I want you to do something for me. So naturally, you know, he's got this big, huge leather couch.
Sing me a song, sissy.
He grabs. So they do their pre-interview. Like all porno movies do, the him and her and the her and the him and blah, blah, blah. So anyway,
how long has your cable been out?
He fucking spins her around, dude. Throws her face against the wall. Grabs that son of a bitch by the base. No lube, no spit, no sweat, tears, nothing. And just fucking rams her right in the ass.
And that was it?
She got everything she can to muster not to put her fingers through the back of that fucking couch and lets out one of the most god-awful kid-killing screams you'd ever heard. I was like, dear Lord, she ain't going to be able to walk her shit right for a week.
The hardest $15 she ever made.
and just goes to plow into town.
Said I should have kept selling them fucking Dove soaps.
You know, I really think we should go with another type of cowboy movie. It was much better,
oh,
I think.
Fuck, here we go.
You know I'm right, man.
No, I'm going to tell another story about John Holmes.
Oh, no.
So anyway, here's another John Holmes story. I'm watching this kind of goofy porno flick. It's got John Holmes in it. Well, anyway, he's laid back on this couch, right? Six girls are all taking turns on
the jungle gym
on his man holiness. So he's all kicked back, you know. I don't even know if he's into it or if he's just going through the motions or what, but he kind of sits up half-assedly, looks at the camera, and straight face goes, "Now I know what a mother dog feels like." I about fucking lost it. Fell out of the chair laughing so hard. I was like, what better of a comment could you say at that moment when you got six girls fighting over your meat stick?
Oh. And they call him Frankenstein. In the tavern down the street is the laboratory where he makes the transformation all the time.
It's your song, man.
What was the name of that song? The Taste of AIDS or something like that.
And then it had the R.I.P. memorial on the inside. You fought the good fight.
Frankenstein.
You guys are out your mind.
What was that? German Scheisse?
Schneinschneimann.
German Scheisse film. That was the name of a song.
Do you want to touch my monkey?
Everybody dance on sprockets.
Oh, man. Tater sauce? That's tartar sauce.
You back that some bitch up in that hole since Amanda's in there.
Shorted out the microphone.
Oh, dude. That's terrible. Go out there and hit him in the ass with that.
I'm drinking orange juice to counteract it.
It's horrible.
That tonight's gonna be a shit night.
Plug it up again. Guess I should have pooped before we started the show.
Oh, damn. Something crawled up there and died, my boy. Oh!
What is that?
Yeah!
That's tartar sauce.
Son of a bitch, you ate Wing Wing! You ate Wing Wing, you midget-eating son of a bitch!
That's what she gets for calling in.
It's a he! Wing Wing!
It's that little midget. Height only.
Yeah, for your height only. You said, I'll show you height, you little bastard. You sat on him.
Fuck's sake.
Oh! It's bad. You know when Griff, the king of farts, starts saying that shit's bad. It's bad.
No more Mexican food before the show. I've been in fucking convalescent centers that smell better than this.
Don't let him laugh anymore. He's going
to shoot himself. Oh, hell. I don't know what another. A septic tank feels like.
Yeah, so do we. Thanks.
We got to wrap it up as Jim shits his pants. Next week, I promise there won't be no fucking crap-roonery going on.
Don't you believe it?
I got a pocket full of corks.
We're getting a pocket full of Tums.
Oh. Woo. This orange juice was supposed to work.
Goodbye, orange juice.
You'll be able to use the jug. That's the part that's going to work. You stick it up your ass.
You're out of time, bitches.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
Dark road at night or strolling through the park. When the light begins to change, I sometimes feel a little strange, a little anxious when it's dark. Fear of the dark, fear of the dark. I have a constant fear that something's always near. Fear of the dark, fear of the dark. I have a phobia that someone's always there.